Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Gabriel. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling from Heartland Bank and Trust, and I have an older customer that has a charge that she doesn't recognize on her card. And I wondered if you could help me with that because she wants to do a dispute on it.
Okay, may I have the customer zip code?
60142.
What's the first and last name?
Francis Groves, G-R-O-V-E-S.
Will you be on the Olivine?
Yeah, that's a middle name. Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you verify the address for me?
The address is 11727 Stonewater Crossing, Huntley, Illinois.
Okay, one moment.
Now that I think about it, I don't know if it's a woman or a man. I don't know if it's a man or woman.
Okay, because they took a survey for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, but we're going for a chance to win it by signing up for our meal planning app for $59.89.
Yeah, I doubt if this customer is using a meal plan app.
They took a survey for the Dyson vacuum cleaner, but that was only for a chance to win it by signing up for our meal plan.
Okay. All right. Is there a chance of canceling the order or refunding it or anything like that?
Okay, I can offer the customer a 75% refund back into their account.
Can you tell me if you have an email address for the customer, just so I know that the customer really did it?
Okay. The email address is OG111 mm-hmm. at Comcast.net.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and do the 75, and I'll just deny. I won't do the dispute.
Okay, if I give you a 75% refund, they will get back $44.92 back into their account.
That sounds good.
Okay, they can be expecting that within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Custom Support, and have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.